I don't know if you've taken one of these DNA tests. My mother-in-law is obsessed with these things. We bought her one last year, and now she's buying them for everyone else mm-hmm. in our family. So she bought me one for Father's Day, and I took it. It was kind of interesting to see.
Mine was so boring.
Yeah, I knew most of mine. It's really hard because my family came through Ellis Island. It's hard to track them. We know where they were from in Central Europe, but that's about it. But I was surprised about how Irish I am. Mm-hmm. I'm about a third Irish, and I had no idea that there was that much in me. But she has been worried that her sister is not her sister and she might be a half-sister.
Why is she worried?
Because they just, I think they think their father...
So they together
might
collectively
have been a womanizer,
have thought that.
Right, and that they were only half-sisters. So my aunt-in-law, her sister, took the DNA test a couple of weeks ago. She calls this past weekend. She is in tears because my mother-in-law is not showing up as her sister on the DNA test. They are not related. And they are all freaking out. They call the DNA company. And it turns out that the test that my mother-in-law took is Ancestry. The one my sister-in-law or my aunt-in-law took is 23andMe. And they don't talk to one another.
They're not in the same database.
Correct. They are, in fact, sisters.
Ipso facto, they're still family.
Yes. So I'm just saying, if you're going to take this DNA test, make sure you guys are going into the same DNA pool.
Yep.
Just to be sure.
The story from the beginning doesn't make much sense. So in other words, they thought that another woman had the child and her mother raised it as her own?
No. That they had the same mother, but different father. I don't remember what it was. I didn't pay that close attention.
Well, it would have to be different fathers.
Whatever it was, they felt like they were only half-sisters.
Let's not poke too many holes in this lead balloon.
Well,
I didn't pay that close attention because I was just laughing at the part where they were two different DNA databases. Pam has a funny story about a DNA test. What happened, Pam?
My son's friend and his mother both got the DNA test done. They came back that they were not related. So they did it two times after that, and each time it came back differently. So I'd be very careful with those tests. Don't always take the first result as true.
Okay.
So
kind of scary. Kind of scary.
Did it end up saying that?
They weren't related, then they were related, then they weren't related. So be careful just mailing that stuff in. If you want something like that done, go to a doctor or, you know, someone around your area. I would definitely do that.
All right. Thanks, Pam. Peter?
Yes.
Okay, so you got one of these DNA kits and found out what?
The reason I wanted the DNA kit was because I was trying to learn more about my dad and his family after he died. Mm-hmm. So I got the DNA test, and I basically threw it in the drawer and didn't think too much about it. And a year later, my daughter was getting phone calls from a young lady that was saying she thought her mother was my sister.
Wow.
Now, she had taken the DNA test and was getting a match on me, so it was kind of strange. And then she said she thought her mom was my sister, so I got in touch with her and met, and I found out I had two sisters and a whole new father. And the father I thought was my father for 57 years.
Oh, my God.
Cell phones. God.
No, I need to know the end of that story.
Are you still there, Peter?
I am, yeah.
Okay, oh my God.
Oh, Peter.
It cut out right when you got to the pinnacle of the story. So back up just a little bit. So you ended up finding out what?
Well, I ended up finding out that I had two brand new sisters, and my father that I thought was my father for 57 years was not my father.
Oh,
so can I ask a question? Did you then embrace this new family? Were you angry? What kind of feelings did you have?
Well, at first I didn't believe it. I thought it was a hoax, but I did. I embraced the new family. They're fantastic
people.
Oh, my
God.
Now, did your dad know?
No. He went to his grave not knowing. At one point when he was about 86 years old, I had brought this to his attention because I looked a little bit different than my sisters. You know, I had light hair and my sisters had dark hair.
Right.
And he said, if there's one thing I know, all four of you are mine. But it was me. I was actually another man's child.
I'm kind of glad he
didn't. Better that he didn't.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad he didn't find out.
Well, I guess I'm sad and I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that is crazy. All right, well, thanks for calling in. Have a good weekend, Peter.
All right, you
too. Bye, Peter.
Bye-bye.
My ex-wife has a sister. And she's not related to the father, and she doesn't know it. And I have a feeling she's going to find out. Like, everybody in the family knows it. And I have a feeling at some point she's going to take the DNA test and realize that her dad is not her dad.
Oh, that makes me sick.
It's kind of interesting, though. It's like these DNA tests, you know, is forcing people maybe to tell the truth.
And some things maybe don't need to be told. Do you know what I mean? You don't know the situations of what happened when. You don't know who might have been the better parent. You don't know any of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
just,
it makes me sad.
Right.
But and
maybe there should be a little warning label on here. Be careful. You might not want to know what's going on inside your blood.
I need to take a lap after Peter's story.
And when it cut off there,
I thought we weren't going to get it. I was like, wait, what?
He was about to get his cell phone provider was going to get a real angry email from me.
Yep. Send him some roses.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I cannot believe we made it through another week of this show, Kennedy.
Okay, we're pretty good at it.
Yeah, it's been an utter chaos. My son lost all of his clothes and is now going to be paying it off for the next 12 years of his life. Millennials can't date because they're broke.
Yep.
And what else? What else happened this week?
Annie's going to Bali.
Oh, Annie's going to Bali for
Mr.
a wedding.
Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305.
Let's go.
Yes, it is Producer Dan and time for the weekly wrap-up.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with Producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
What's up, Boston?
What's up, Dan?
It's your boy, Producer Dan, a.k.a. Everything Hurts and I'm Dying.
Yeah, yeah.
A.k.a. Lil' Cough Drop. A.k.a. the only MC with typhoid fever. definitely something you got on the Oregon Trail. I don't know. I haven't been to the doctors. A.k.a. Brap Kennedy.
Bop, bop.
Dan.
DJ, drop that wrap up for the love of God. It's the weekly rap. I'm back up in the seat where I'm still picking last week's rap on my teeth. I'm immaculate on the track when I speak. So heat, I gotta put SPF on the beat. Woo! Simmer down just a second, though. I'm just trying to add a little flavor like oregano. Check it, though. Let's see what this week's about. First, we gonna talk about Annie getting reamed out. Y'all are unforgiving, just sealed a fate. All she said was millennials are too broke to date. Cited an article for resources, then the boomers got up and started waving their torches. Can't afford love, so that means stress. Text line was like, girl, miss me with that BS. Your date stand is too high, do some browsing. Carson had his old man smirk on 1,000. He was fueling up the fire with the spark. What, you too good for a walk around the park? We took listener calls like we supposed to do. I'ma call you chestnuts, cause they roasted you. Damn, girl, you need a hug. Sometimes you the windshield, sometimes you the bug. What I really took from this that kinda threw me. Are y'all not sneaking snacks into the movies? Barrett lives a great life, speaking honestly. But Lana ain't playing, this a monarchy. He lost $100 worth of summer clothes. Now he's rocking kicks like, oof, what are those? But that ain't the kicker, she laid it flat. He's gonna have to use his allowance to pay it back. He gets $5 a week if that's the case. He did the math and said flipping to your face. 20 flipping weeks, Dad? Get it straight. That's an F-bomb when you only 8. And just when you think that hope is fading, Wolf of Wall Street starts negotiating. I do my chores like whenever you speak. So hey, Pops, how about I make 10 a week? This is the last topic that I'll touch, probably. Pack your suitcase, Annie's off to Bali. It's so beautiful, her friend's being wed there. But she gonna have to sell her blood just to get there. Hope you can save up, try to get some strides made. Ain't no way to weasel out, you a bridesmaid. Financially, life's tough, now it gets harder. I'ma give you $5 as a Kickstarter. It's your best friend. You'll be there with an open heart. I'm just saying, boy, they better have an open bar. I bet that Bali sun is hot like a gamma ray. Yo, I'm sneaking in your luggage near the tanning spray. Whew, that was tough. All right, I'm out, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Sometimes you're the windshield. Dan. Sometimes you're the bug, Dan.
I'm going to call you Chestnut because you got roasted.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
My wife had this idea. I got to work this morning and I had an email from her with an Airbnb down on the Cape, and she wants to invite everybody from the radio station to come stay for the weekend.
I got the same email, Carson.
You did?
I sure did.
Did you get a link to the actual Airbnb?
I didn't.
I didn't get one either.
I think she meant to send it and didn't, because I didn't look at it until this morning as well. But
this surprised me completely. I had no idea.
were you guys planning on being somewhere else for this particular date?
Well, we were just thinking about maybe going down to the Cape for the weekend. And
well, then there
it just coincided with the Shawn Mendes Beach House. Mm-hmm. And I guess she had this idea that we could all stay together.
It certainly would save money.
Yeah, I guess.
It would be financially a good idea.
Yeah,
it can't be cheap to rent a Cape House on beach house.
Yeah, Airbnb. It's not terrible. I don't think it was about the money. It wasn't splitting the money. Mm. You know,
that's where my head went.
She just wants to have a good time.
Yeah, but I was just blown away. Like that would mean everybody.
Well, okay. By everybody, what do you mean?
I mean, like...
everybody? There are hundreds of employees here at Intercom, what do you mean?
Everybody at Mix, I feel like all of us obviously are invited. She's inviting my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and then, like, intern Alexis could come down, Aaron could come, Greg, Fred, Danielle, Matt. Like, it sounded like she wants it to be everybody from Mix staying for the weekend.
I just feel like this is a recipe for disaster.
And the more I started thinking about it, I was like, this is a genius idea.
All right, well, then it needs to have at least a confessional room.
Right, yes. Lots of cameras and audio recording
equipment.
Well,
I wouldn't say all of that, because you want people to have a nice time. But one space specifically for people to go in and give little commentary about what's happening and what is going on.
Right.
Yes.
I was thinking I'd buy the alcohol, too, see.
So you'd be a producer from The Bachelor is what you're telling me.
Legit, that's what you're doing. I see it.
I'd be sitting in a back room somewhere.
All the machinations.
Dan, go get another drink, bud.
That just seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think everybody...
You want to wake up in the morning and share a bathroom with the engineer? I don't.
I feel like not everybody would say yes.
I like Lou.
I just think that's a solid fact.
Same.
Yeah, I like Lou better than I like most people.
And plus, like, on the weekend, I want to go out and feel free to do whatever I want and get crazy. I feel contained around my coworkers.
You'd have to temper what you do. Like,
yes.
You couldn't be yourself.
I have to see these guys on Monday. I got to relax around
Dan,
here.
You were home by 9:30 on your 30th birthday. Stop.
What has that got to do with a weekend?
It was a Tuesday and I had a hotel room.
You're really mixing your metaphors there, champ.
Dan has said he's kind of toned it down a little bit since he turned 30.
Mm. Yeah. All but 4 days.
Not if he was at a mixed beach house, that's for sure.
Yeah, Cape beach houses don't count.
Yeah. I kind of like this idea. The more I start to unpack all of this, I'm like, why haven't we done this before, Kennedy?
Because we like each other and we want to keep it that way.
I was going to say, I love you all.
Good fences make good neighbors.
You tried to get Annie to move into your place permanently.
You guys are going to Turks and Caicos together.
I know, right?
That's different. What are
you two throwing stones is weird.
I'm not throwing stones. I'm not making it bad. I'm just saying that I think all of us together, I'm just saying Annie and I feel like it's different, just two people.
Mm. Exactly.
Mm. All right.
The production guy passed out on the couch, sound guy on the roof.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So,
what got into Lana?
I have no idea.
I would not expect it from her.
I don't know. I disagree. Like, you guys are so social. You like having people around. You have garage BQs. You invite neighbors.
Yeah, but
like, that's who you guys are.
Not strangers from work that she doesn't really know that well. You know what I mean?
These aren't strangers from work. We've been here 10 years. She knows these people. You guys have gone out to dinner with these people.
Yeah, but not like that. Not like that.
It's okay. Different when you have to share a bathroom with people.
You have done more with these people than any of us on this side of the board have. So I'm just saying.
Listen, there's no escape when you're in the same house. You're
right.
Together.
Yeah.
I feel like this is like senior week. You're like, okay, you're in charge of the hot dog buns.
Right.
You're getting the Bud Lights.
I'm surprised she invited me at all unless there was a mother-in-law house outside.
Right?
It's got a shed for Kennedy.
You get the she shed. You're good, girl.
So are you buying the booze?
Yeah, I'll buy the booze too.
I'll buy the booze.
Just maybe some help on the food. How about that? We can split the food. Will you do that, Dan?
Yeah, McDonald's for everybody.
Perfect.
Okay.
I asked her to get
lobster rolls. It's a Cape. We'll be fine.
Yeah. I've already texted her. I was like, well, can we see the house? How big are we going with this house? What are the facilities like? You know what I mean?
What facilities?
Like, you know, does it have like
does
a pool
it have
table?
Wi-Fi?
Yeah, does it have a pool table?
A pool table?
Yeah, ping pong table. Does it have a pool? Like, are we going big or what?
We're getting a real world house from on the Cape.
What are you, 18?
Yeah.
Here's what I suggest. Maybe you should check and see who actually says yes first.
Yeah.
And then decide how big of a house you're going to.
You're
going
to get a mansion and there's going to be just you and Lana.
Barrett declines our offer.
He's like, nah, fam. We got
Me and Mimi are going north. All right. Well, I will keep you guys posted.
Sounds good.
On the real Mix Beach House.
What could possibly go wrong?
Except for everything.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Red Sox won last night over the Los Angeles Angels 3-0, and Annie was there.
I was. I think I'm the good luck charm.
I believe you.
I just want to go out on a limb and say that.
Mm-hmm. What was
Did you pitch?
I did. Chris Sale and I, we exchanged.
What was the crowd like? Were there a lot of people there? Or people have just checked out because...
No, honestly, because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, wow, a bunch of people won't show up. It was a really good crowd, and I was surprised. I sat kind of third baseline home plate, like kind of where it meets, where that netting is. I was right where the netting wasn't, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like probably the closest I've ever sat at a Red Sox
game.
That's
awesome.
Because I always sit in the bleachers.
Good on you, girl.
So I went up to the concessions to get a beer, and I was going to get two, one for me and then one for the person I went with. And this woman comes up to me in line, and she's like, how many beers are you getting?
What?
I was like, what? She's probably like late 40s. And I was like, oh, I was going to get two. You know, I was going to get him one, pointing at the kid behind me. And she's like, so I forgot my ID in the car. I'm with 10 boys under the age of 18. And it's my son's birthday. If I buy you one, can you please get me a beer? And I'm like, of course I'll get you a beer.
Solidarity, sister.
So
of course.
Random.
It's not random. It happens a lot. If you forget your ID, you're out of luck, no matter how old you are.
Yeah, because they don't they won't serve you at Fenway.
Two beers per ID, period.
Exactly. So I go up in line and I get the two Bud Lights and I come back around and she's like hiding behind a pole. And I'm like, hey, girl.
What have we been reduced to as adults?
Right?
Hiding behind a pole at Fenway, trying to get a couple of Bud Lattes.
I just have the Pink Panther theme song, like, da-dun.
Legit.
Da-dun, da-dun, da-dun.
We're like, Mission Impossible.
The person I went with was like, I thought you were going to get me one. I was like, you're fine. Get your Kettle Ones and lemonades. We'll get you one next time around. But so I hand her the beer, and she's like, thank you so much. Like, I just see her eyes light up because you can tell she's had a time with these 10, probably 16-year-old boys. They're just so loud and smelly and everywhere. So, but when I went back to my seat, I kept thinking about her and I was like, I want to find her.
You didn't exchange phone numbers?
No, I wish we did. I feel like we would have been pals, but I like wanted to go.
Just give her another one. One beer does not a Red Sox game make.
As many as she wanted.
Yeah, I was surprised you didn't give her both and then just go back and get two more.
They wouldn't have let me.
Listen, those beers are expensive too. You just met this lady. Start with one.
She paid for it though, right?
Yeah, she paid for mine, which was really nice. She gave me a 20 and said, if you get me one, I'll pay for yours.
It's tale as old as time. You fly, I'll buy.
Exactly.
$20 for two beers.
But I also felt like I was like not like doing something illegal. I mean, I guess I
you
was.
Were.
But
oh, yeah. Totally illegal.
I was
can you imagine?
It would have been illegal if it was a person who was underage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But not having an ID. Can you imagine like you go to hand her the beer and she's a private, like a private cop, and they just handcuff you? Ma'am, you're under arrest for selling.
For selling beer to a 40-year-old?
Yeah.
I don't think
without
that would
an
happen.
ID.
I don't think that would happen.
That would be the dumbest sting operation.
Honestly.
Because of all the things I'm worried about at a Red Sox game, it's a 40-year-old woman. Yeah. We are crazy, crazy folks.
You never know what they're doing there.
Yeah, you ain't been to the Red Sox game with some of my aunts. You should.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.